The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Oh my goodness, there's nothing like a clean house.
True.
I tell you, I always spent a day cleaning the house and it was like nothing I've ever experienced in my life.
Wow, it sounds like we don't clean our house very often.
Look, it's just, you know, we got a big fluffy dog.
Yes.
There's a lot of fur everywhere all the time.
Tumbleweeds.
Yes, absolutely tumbleweeds just rolling by. You hear that little western whistle. Rawhide comes in. You don't notice, fluffy dog owners, y'all know, you don't notice it until you're vacuuming it up and you're like, my God, it's everywhere and there's so much.
Have I been breathing this in this whole time?
Yes. Oh my God, you know, like those pictures of smokers' lungs?
Yes.
There should be a fluffy dog owner's lungs. You see it? It's just...
This looks like the inside of a vacuum.
Yes, pretty much. I feel like a human vacuum every time I take a breath in this house.
But it is nice to have it all.
Yeah.
All tidied up.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first time in a minute.
A minute.
Best not
minute.
To say.
A minute. But, you know, we're going out of town. Mm-hmm. You always want to come home to a clean house. It's the best.
Right. And we also have a house sitter, so we don't want to embarrass ourselves.
Right. Right. Doing this for you. It's like if you ever really want to get your house cleaned, schedule a party, like host a party.
Oh, that's so true.
And then you'll do it.
That's
you will
damn
get
right.
That shit cleaned. Absolutely.
Unless you have no secondhand or like any shame.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
If you have no shame, then maybe you won't clean your house. We just did that Reddit story where the guy's like, come on over. And his house is like,
oh,
filthy.
God. Yeah.
I was like, I would never invite anyone over with my house, even in half as bad a condition as that.
Look,
but he was like, welcome in.
Yeah. Look how it turned out. For him.
Terribly, exactly.
He ended up on Reddit in the worst sex story of all time.
I think he had not a lot of self-awareness, perhaps.
That's probably true, too.
To apply to the situation.
Yeah. He had enough self-awareness to have a whole conversation with his dick, so...
Very self-aware, in
fact.
Yeah. maybe a little too self-aware.
Well, you know what? We're riding high. We're feeling good today. We got another wonderful review.
Yeah.
On Apple Podcasts. I'm telling y'all, you can't do a kinder deed than to leave a podcaster a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
It really is just, you want to put some good into the world. That's how you do it.
Just go through your list of podcasts and take some time to review them.
We humble podcasters who have nothing to our names.
A review for the poor.
But really, though, it's so nice. I wanted to read this one. This just came through from KimB16. Mm-hmm. KimB says, "It always takes me a second to get used to a new podcast hosts. And you can tell they were also getting a feel for their own style in the first couple of episodes. They even call it out in the third or fourth, which made me laugh." Okay, KimB, absolutely true.
Very true.
First of all, anything. You try telling someone to watch your favorite TV show without including, but you got to get through the first season first, or you got to get through the first few episodes, and then it's so good. Of course, if you're not improving, then if you think you're already at the top of your game out the gate, then you don't have the self-awareness to be podcasting, quite frankly.
Well, and it's so funny, and I don't know if this is what we called out or not, but I remember us talking about this, where it's like, we're performers.
Yeah.
This is going to be no problem. And then as soon as you're in front of the microphone, it's so weird. It's like suddenly you're not, can't be yourself. I don't know. Like early on, it was immediately, you could tell as soon as it was like, we're recording. Hi, I'm someone different now for some reason, and I don't know why. Like it was so, I don't know. It's just like surely an anxiety thing, performance anxiety. But
yeah, we've tried to record just, you know, because we'll just have, you know, funny conversations that we think are funny anyway. It'll be like, oh, let's turn on a voice recorder. This is before we had the show in the car on a road trip or something and see what comes out. And if you know the voice recorder's on,
dead silence.
It's not even dead silence. It's just forced. You know, it's like, oh, let me try to be a version of myself.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't come out right. So it does take a minute. I'm glad KimB stuck with us. And she goes on. She says, "I'm so glad I stuck with this. They've got great banter. I love the insertions like Speculation Station and Poetry Corner to break up the straight story. And the stories themselves run the gamut of time periods, people, things involved, and story behind it all. Definitely worth a listen."
Yay!
Thank you, KimB, so much. I mean, I don't know why I'm reading this to y'all. Y'all are already listening.
True.
But it's just so nice to hear. And I do hope that people see these reviews and want to give the show a listen, too.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear from a new listener, too, who's just started and still into it.
I'm going to
getting into it.
I'm going to assume KimB is going in order and won't get to this episode where we read their review for like 6 months. Be like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Is that what I said about this show? Can you edit these?
I've changed my mind. Update from KimB. We probably won't read that one.
Right, yeah.
If it goes downhill, we won't read
downhill.
It.
No, I hope that, I hope that we've improved, you know, every week on this show. Because, again, if you're just, if you're not improving, you're stagnant. You're never the best you can be, I think.
That's so true.
Yeah.
There's no one. It's like saying like, oh, Serena Williams, the greatest tennis player of all time. So she stopped practicing.
Right.
Like she never did, right?
Yeah.
She continued to practice tennis, even though she was the greatest tennis player as long as she wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Because she knows either you get better or you get worse. There's really only two options here.
And she didn't start at the top of her game.
Right.
So yeah, keep improving, keep working, keep getting better. And that's coming from me. And I'm perfect.
Oh, wow.
In every way. So.
Wow.
But you can always get more perfect. That's one thing I've learned.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You all right?
I'm swallowing my teeth over here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we do have a corrections corner.
What?
Yes.
All right, everybody. We're going into corrections corner.
You're such a loser.
Yes, because recently in an episode, we were talking about Rafe.
Oh, God.
Fiennes.
Rafe Fiennes.
And that's not how you say it.
It's Rafe Fiennes.
It's Rafe Fiennes.
I knew it.
Quick correction, but still important.
I knew it was weird. I knew it was a weird pronunciation of the spelling, and I couldn't remember which one made the least sense.
It's the one that makes the least sense.
Yeah. It's Ralph Fiennes. That's how it's spelled. Rafe Fiennes. Thanks, Ray. Friend of the show. So
friend of the show, Ray Fiennes. That's why he called us and was like, listen, right. Great episode and everything, but what the hell?
Well, he just started. It'll probably be 6 months before he gets to this episode where he hears the correction.
Well, I hope you liked it. Yep. Rafe. Many apologies to Rafe and all Fiennes.
All the Fiennes out there.
All the Fiennes family.
Except Joseph. I feel like I don't like him for some reason. I don't know why.
Uh oh. What did Joseph do?
I don't know. He's just got a look on his face.
Don't we all? That's what faces do.
Yeah, fair.
Well, today we have a really fun one for y'all. These were actually two separate listener suggestions.
Awesome.
With a surprising through line.
Okay.
These are two different women who married dolls in the past couple of years.
Dolls? Like just absolute dolls? Like wonderful people?
Sweet angels? No, I'm talking about legit dolls.
Fabricated.
Bipedal, but they don't walk on their own unless something real weird's going on.
Plastic and fabric dolls.
Right.
Amazing.
Exactly. But we found a story about an American woman who had a surprising reaction to her marriage to a Halloween zombie doll.
What?
And a woman in Brazil who found true love with a rag doll and maybe even had a child with
him. Okay. Yep. This sounds like a ridiculous romance.
So let's get rolling.
Let's do it.
Hey there, friends, come listen well. Eli and Diana got some stories to tell. There's no matchmaking or romantic tips. It's just about ridiculous relationships. A lover might be any type of person at all. An abstract concept or a concrete wall. But if there's a story worth a second glance, we'll put it in our show, Ridiculous Romance.
A production of iHeartRadio.
All right, so our first story was suggested by Sheila Herrera on Instagram. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila. We love suggestions. Keep them coming.
Fantastic. And we've talked with Sheila before, and they have suggested several things in the past.
Yeah.
Sheila's awesome. Thank you, Sheila. Mirivone Rocha Moraes is 37 years old and living in Brazil.
Sure.
A little over a year ago, she was like complaining to her mother that she never had a partner to go dancing with. She liked to go dancing.
Yeah.
Traditional Brazilian foro dancing.
Yeah. And in Brazil, I'm sure people are going dancing all the time.
Oh, my God. I would love to go dancing in Brazil, even though I would totally
It would be embarrassing.
I would make a fool of myself.
We went
but
to.
I would enjoy it.
There's that event in Atlanta that our Bolivian friend took us to called Choloteca. And it's just all like South American dancing, basically.
Yeah.
South and Central American.
Samba and flamenco, whatever.
Oh my God, it was such a cool night. And amazing. I was like, let me just wallflower this because I do not belong on that dance floor.
Well, what was so funny is that I'm like, I'm a type of person who's like, I don't really care if I look stupid.
Yeah.
I just like to dance. I think dancing is so good for you. It really, and like, there's science about this.
Sure.
It's good for not only your body, because you move your body around.
Right.
But it's also good for your brain and your soul. Like, literally, it helps depression. I mean, you should dance every day, even if it's not anything to look at or any TikTok that you would want to teach anyone.
Okay.
So I'm just like, whatever, I'll flail around. I don't care. But the problem is, our Bolivian friend is also a professional dancer.
So yes. She's
like, yeah, girl, let's go dance. And then she's out here looking like a freaking star. So You Think You Can Dance. And I was like, I can't flail next to this. I have to flail next to another flailer. Otherwise, this doesn't work.
Oh, my God. It was an awesome night.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Go to La Choloteca if you get a chance, if you live in Atlanta. It's a lot of fun. So anyway, Mirivone is a lot like me. She likes to flail around. She's probably much better dancer than myself. And she's like, man, I just never have a partner to go dancing with. And that's what I like to do. So her mom, good mom, she's like, let me solve this problem for you. And she made her a life-sized rag doll named Marcelo to like cheer her up.
Okay.
And Marcelo kind of looks a lot like a giant Raggedy Andy sort of. So he's very like flat face. You know what I mean? Like, he's stuffed, but he doesn't have any features.
Does he have, like button eyes features. Or anything?
They're like felt, it looks like. He's got curly brown hair and big blue eyes, pure white skin. Like, she did not try to make this look very human.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
He also has an impressive mustache, which is a fun detail, I feel. And instead of feet, which I thought was kind of funny, because he looked like he had no feet at all. And I was like, that's weird for somebody who asked specifically for a dancing partner. But it looks like there's some kind of stirrup going on so that Mirabone can like strap him to her feet and they can dance around and his legs will move.
See, if I had stirrups instead of feet, you could take me dancing.
I could go dancing finally.
Yeah.
Amazing. Maybe I'll get that taken care of in your sleep.
Oh, wait a minute.
won't be the first surgery I've done in your sleep.
Oh my God. Y'all please check in on me in a week. Well, okay, so probably surprisingly for Miravone's mother, as soon as Miravone saw Marcello, it was love at first sight.
Ooh.
Miravone told NeedToKnow.com, quote, "He is the man I always wanted in my life." Which is setting both a low and a high bar, I feel like. So you're like, on one hand, look, this is all I need. It's just a stuffed pile of rags to go dancing with.
That's all I want from a man.
That's all I ever needed. And also, I don't need your opinions. I don't need your input. I don't need to have to feed you.
You don't be talking to me, asking me dumb shit.
I get it. He's the perfect man. So they started like seeing each other right away. Mm-hmm. And several months later, Miravone found out she was pregnant. She said, quote, "It's true. Marcello got me pregnant. He didn't take care of himself and he didn't use a condom. He got me pregnant. I took the test. It was positive. I couldn't believe it."
Me neither.
You're not the only one. Having a hard time believing it myself. So does he have like a rag dick?
I don't think the mom included that.
I would be surprised.
Unusual thing to include.
Okay.
I will throw out here though that I do have an old Cabbage Patch doll of my mom's.
Yeah.
And he has a little penis.
A little Cabbage Patch
dick? It's like a little about the size of my pinky and it's just a little dick. And I remember as a kid being like, I hated this doll. I was like, what the fuck? That is so crazy. Because I had another more modern Cabbage Patch boy doll. And he didn't have a dick. I was like, what's wrong with this doll? And I would like flick it a lot.
Wow.
I was just always so confused by this doll. And I don't know why they stopped. I guess I do know why they stopped putting genitals on these. But why did they ever start? Who was like, listen, this is a boy doll and he needs a dick in those pants. Like,
right.
Who was like, I need to make sure.
Like, there's something to the fact that, like, kids can handle anatomy and we should teaching children about anatomy and stuff before that. You know, like, you don't need to hide it, be puritanical and all this stuff. But also, like, super unnecessary. Like, there's a lot about a doll that is not anatomically correct besides its genitalia.
Much.
So why are we starting there?
She also gave me her same era.
Uh-huh.
Lady female Cabbage Patch doll. And there's no like slit down there, something weird.
Aye, aye, aye.
So I was just like, what was the part? This boy doll just really had to have one. Like somebody felt real strongly about this. I don't know.
Oh, wow. I wonder if it was like an aftermarket edition or something.
Oh my God.
Did you get it at a thrift store or anything like that?
I don't know. I should ask her. Yeah. We'll try to do a follow-up if there's anything interesting. More than likely, she'd be like, I don't remember.
Okay, so I wanted to say, we have talked in several episodes on this show about objectum sexuality.
Right.
Where people fall in love with items, objects, dolls,
right?
Holograms,
that's right.
Structures,
cars.
Tools, cars, all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah.
Now, by and large, those people that we've talked about in the past, I have just like, you know, I surprised myself with how accepting I was of a lot of these topics that we've looked into, especially after hearing some of their interviews. And one thing that a lot of these people have said emphatically is like, I know that I married a wall and that's different than marrying a human and I can't legally marry them. And we have our own version of sex, but it's not. You know,
right.
I'm not going to have a little wall baby and stuff like that. So this story to me already is almost a totally different category than a lot of the OSI stuff we've done in the past.
Right.
And it starts right here.
Right. I had similar thoughts.
Yeah. So Miravone says that she's pregnant with the doll Marcella's baby and they don't want to have their baby out of wedlock because, of course, you know, that would be weird.
That's crossing the line. Too far, guys.
So in December of 2021, they got married in a ceremony attended by 250 people. Because as we've said with some of our more ridiculous weddings in the past, who would not go to this?
Are you kidding me? Go.
I would absolutely go to this wedding.
Absolutely.
Marivone says, quote, "The wedding was a wonderful day for me. Very important, very emotional. It rained a lot, but it was wonderful. From the moment I walked down the aisle to the end, it was just beautiful. Then went to the wedding night with my husband, Marcello, and we enjoyed our wedding night a lot."
Ow!
Well,
maybe he does have a little something to work with.
Yeah, hey.
Or
Marcello.
She like pulls out her vibrator. I mean, I don't know.
Making an addition, or who knows? You know, what is happening in reality and what's happening in our own personal version of reality
right. Don't
always line up.
My question is, it's hard enough sometimes to have a mother-in-law.
Okay.
What if your mother-in-law...
My mother's a regular listener of the show, so go on.
I have said several times I'm very lucky in my mother-in-law.
Yes.
Very much. I just know that several people, many, many people,
yeah,
highly dislike their mother-in-law.
True, yes, sure.
Or at least have a hard time getting along with
right,
them for whatever
right.
reason. And I had to wonder, what must it be like if your mother-in-law is also your creator?
Oh, my.
Like, your mother-in-law is like your God. She's like, I gave you life and I can take it away. Like, what do you... if Marcello could talk, what would he say?
Oh, boy. I brought you both into this world,
that's right.
she could say to this couple, which is a whole other issue.
Very true. I didn't
think
about
in
that.
In some ways, they have the same mother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So there's it's a little... like an incestuous doll relationship.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm sure Miravone would not appreciate
no,
that.
No, no. She might not appreciate a lot of this, but...
Sorry, Miravone.
I have a certain level of respect mm-hmm. for anyone with OSI. This one, it goes on.
Right. So their honeymoon was a week-long trip to Rio de Janeiro.
Awesome.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
And over the next few months, they waited excitedly for their child to arrive.
Okay.
Marivone did gain around 20 pounds during this time. So
okay.
She was gaining weight. She
from her pregnancy.
Right? There's some physical result
okay.
to that
okay.
pregnancy, I guess.
Can I say that if I had a week in Rio de Janeiro, I would almost definitely gain 20 pounds too. And it wouldn't be no baby weight.
How many people in the first year of marriage gain 20 pounds?
Oh my God.
Because they're like, I'm married now.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable. Well, on May 21st, 2022, she and Marcello welcomed their child, Marcelino, and in a home birth.
At
her house.
No kidding.
There was a doctor and nurse on site.
Okay.
She streamed the whole thing live on her Instagram to an audience of about 200 people.
Again, I would never tune into a live stream of a childbirth, but I would absolutely tune into this one.
I would watch it. I gotta understand. She's at Miravone_Centina if you're interested.
Okay.
She says she gave birth in 35 minutes.
Oh, wow. All
That's
right.
Nice and fast.
Easy birth.
Quote, I didn't feel the contractions in pain.
Sure.
Seeing the placenta and the umbilical cord and the blood made it all real. Now, this is a doll baby, okay? It's a doll. It looks...
So really favors his father.
Yeah, his father takes after his father. It is a doll baby. It looks exactly like Marcello, but smaller and no mustache.
Wow. You have your father's hair. Literally, it was cut from the same spool
cloth.
Of yarn. Yeah, they really cut from the same cloth.
So I'm like, okay, did the mom need 35 minutes to put this doll together? Did she also make blood, like a fabric blood and umbilical cord and placenta
red,
for her to see?
Red yarn coming out?
How much is this delusion? I mean, I don't want to say a delusion.
Right, right.
But how much is she being...
Fantasy, maybe.
I guess, fantasy is a better word.
Yeah.
How much is this fantasy being indulged with with stuff? Or did she have a miscarriage? Like, was she actually pregnant and some real blood was coming out? Like, I really need to understand where the blood placenta thing is coming from.
I can't decide if this is, again, I'm always looking for the benefit of the doubt mm-hmm. and trying to keep an open mind on these things. And it is possible that it is a bit of a delusion that she's seeing things that aren't really there or experiencing things that aren't really happening, or that she is just like really committed to the bit.
To the bit, yeah.
You know, and not in a way that it's like a bit, like this is some silly thing I'm doing, but like, look, this is how I decided to live my life, mm-hmm. and I'm not flinching.
Right.
I'm going all in.
100%.
Yeah.
Which I can respect.
Sure.
And I mean, again, it's like, as we've said many, many times, if it's not hurting anybody, why do I care?
Go nuts.
Have fun with Marcello. Go dancing all you want. It's not doing shit for me or to me. So whatever.
I think the difference between some of the stories we've done in the past and this one maybe is like, I don't really have a problem kind of laughing along with this one.
Mm.
But I think anybody like, you know, going out of their way to be mean to someone like this, it's just unnecessary. You know, like, again, it's not hurting nobody. If she wants to live her whole life thinking, you know, she's got a whole doll family, then go crazy, you know?
Why not?
I don't care.
Not go crazy.
Well, we don't use that word here.
Have fun. That's
go wild.
Have a great time.
Yes. She's like, gotcha. Already done.
No.
Daffy Duck's all over the room. Okay, so now it's all one big happy family.
Right.
Miravone told Jam Press, quote, married life with him is wonderful. He doesn't fight with me. He doesn't argue. And he just understands me.
Hmm.
We've heard that before.
Yeah.
From people who've married dolls and objects.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on, Marcello is a great and faithful husband. He is such a man and all women envy him.
I question that one.
All women? Some women, maybe.
Some women, perhaps, are like, yeah, wow, I'd love it if I could sew my husband's mouth shut or whatever, whatever. But I don't know if they're like, yeah, I wish I could like just get me a doll husband of my own. I don't know if there's that many women who want that, but what do I know?
I'll say this. I envy Marcello a little bit. What a lifestyle. You know, he's literally just got to lay around until she needs something. But Marcella's not perfect.
No one's perfect except for Eli.
Yeah, nobody's perfect but me. The only problem with Marcello is that, quote, he's lazy.
Oh.
He doesn't work at all. But I am a warrior, she says, and I keep it going for us.
Oh.
Now, Miravone cleans houses, but according to her Instagram, she's also, quote, a speaker, influencer in my city, maestro, pedagogue, and mother who raised her two children alone with a lot of sweat. Now, it's unclear if she had two children before Marcellino or if she's including Marcellino as like, one of her two children.
Which?
Well.
What a deadbeat dad Marcello is if she's like, I'm raising this kid alone. This lazy bones.
Yeah.
This lazy no bones over here.
No bones. He doesn't even have the bones to be lazy. So we don't know if there's like a corporeal child and a doll child or two doll children or two human kids and a doll child afterwards.
Doll children. There's only one doll child, but I don't know if she also has two corporeal children, as you say.
I see.
Flesh and blood.
Wow.
Or if she just has the one and she's saying counting Marcellino as her second child.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. For some reason, the kids didn't come forward. It might be on her Instagram somewhere, but I didn't scroll.
This is one of those, in 20 years, the kids are going to tell their side
the
of the story.
Be like, my life as a doll brother. Now, she told Jam Press that she gets really mad when people tell her family is fake.
Sure.
She says,
also, I hate that.
That's so rude.
Uh-huh.
She says, quote, it makes me so angry. I am a woman of character. My father, my mother taught me to be honest, to be a good person and not want to take advantage of anything.
Okay. She's got principles, respect.
But
uh-oh.
She also has several posts on her Instagram where she says, quote, I had the idea of us getting married so I could show up to as many people as possible in order to win a house.
What?
Reaching a lot of people so that this news reaches some TV presenter or someone with a good heart who can help me realize this dream of owning a house.
Okay, now wait a second.
Now, this is not included in any news articles. This is just when you're scrolling through Instagram, some of the captions. She's like, let me tell you my story. And
okay.
She includes this information. So
okay.
It's very open. She's open with this info.
Yeah.
But doesn't that kind of undermine it a lot?
Right?
That she's like, literally, she's like, my family's not fake, but I faked it so I can win a house. Like,
right.
I don't know.
I can't stand it when people say I'm lying. All I did was make up this whole thing so I could win a house. Like, I don't, is there I'm assuming she's Brazilian. I'm assuming this is in Portuguese.
Right.
Maybe so there's a translation thing
happening. Wondered the same. I was like, maybe she's like, I, you know, was in love with this doll 100%. And then I thought, oh, a good, you know, thing, a good publicity thing would be to marry him in a big ceremony.
Yeah.
And then people would see us and maybe find me interesting enough to put me on a reality show or something. And then I could get a house. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, if there's really a love connection, I guess. But I don't know. It's just so funny to have her go through the whole thing and be like, it's not fake. There's a real placenta and all this stuff. And then be like, it was all just to get a house.
I am so very fascinated with this one. And I like that we found something that's very different from our other OSI stories so far, you know, because it's just like, okay, now what angle do I approach this with in my brain?
Right, yeah.
Because I'm working at it and I'm not sure exactly where I land. I think two things that I think specifically, one, Marcelo does not have a central nervous system.
No.
This is not a conscious being.
No.
But I accept that she loves him.
Sure.
And that he fulfills her in some way that she feels like a human person couldn't. And I wish them nothing but the happiest life together.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
And even if, I mean, I will admit to being like, well, what the fuck when I first saw it?
Sure,
and I was
sure.
like, I guess, why do I care? Like, well, people do all kinds of dumb shit to get on reality TV.
Seriously.
Or to get something, some attention in the world, even. No bigger goal than that. Just the attention is the goal.
Yeah.
So why do I care if she's just like, yeah, I'll marry this doll to try and get me a house for me and my two kids?
I mean, do we not live in a world that actively rewards that kind of behavior?
Very true.
So why would we be surprised when people start doing it?
Very true.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the doll relationship is the bit or if the marriage was the bit or if the pregnancy was the bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, it's real, it's real. I would die to see that live stream. Because what were you live streaming in 35 minutes?
I know. Like, like strategically, you can't see what's going on.
Right, and the mom pops up. Like, I don't know.
Can't look over the doctor's shoulder to get the...
Oh, here you
go. Or...
It's a boy, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at his little cloth dick. Flick it with your hand.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Don't flick any dicks. No flicking dicks today, guys.
Wow. All
make yourself a promise. I will not flick a dick today.
We're going to get all these listener mails, people being like, my wife listened to your show and then just came up and started flicking my dick. What the hell?
We specifically said not to do that.
All right. Well, thank you again, Sheila, for sending us that story.
Because really
clearly,
fun.
Yeah,
we're having a good time with this.
Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back to our second doll marriage story right after this.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome back, everybody.
Okay, so this story was suggested to us by Sean Pops Henderson at Oh What a Use Am I on Instagram. Thank you, Sean, for this one.
Yes, this is a good one.
Oh, it's a good one. Okay. Felicity Cadleck, when she was a kid, she was obsessed with horror movies and zombies.
Word.
Lots of kids, totally. Now, when she was 13, she found this zombie doll on a creepy doll collection website, and her father bought it for her. The doll's name is Kelly Rossi. Now, she is 37 years old, the doll.
Mm-hmm.
She's about 4 feet tall with brown hair, a bloody zombified face, and no lower jaw.
Right. She just has like teeth and a tongue like hanging out.
Dangling out like somebody ripped the mouth off a zombie.
Yeah.
We've all seen
it. Very well made, I will say. It's very gross doll. No offense to Kelly. It's just
One of our good friends, Lauren, was a regular featured extra on The Walking Dead for many years.
Yes.
And she's got, if you watched the show and you saw a picture of her in zombie makeup, you would recognize her because they put her on all the time.
Yeah.
And she's got this like framed picture of herself in their house that somebody got for her. It's this beautiful shot of her jaw like hanging off. As she's walking through a field all zombie-like. It's disgusting.
The creature makeup is so good.
So good. So good. All right. So Kelly Rossi, no jaw zombie doll. And Felicity told Metro UK, quote, "It wasn't until I was 16 years old that I started to get feelings for her. But it was something that I kept trying to deny."
Mm.
But after Felicity's father died, she said, quote, "I found myself becoming closer and finding comfort in Kelly as she was someone that he had bought for me.
Oh.
I finally allowed myself to be open with who I was and let my feelings come out. And despite not everyone agreeing with my love life, I have never felt happier."
This sounds more like our usual, quote unquote, usual. OSI stories.
Yeah.
Where she's really feeling a presence, like a spirit, some kind of connection.
Right, right.
Whereas I don't, again, could be a translation thing with Miravone, but she didn't speak to that at all. She was just like, Marcelo seems to have a personality of some kind to her. So maybe she does have that. But this one, she's very clear about it.
Yeah. And what I recognize too from our other stories here is the struggle that she went through.
Yeah.
Right. And saying, this is why do I feel like this? This is weird. This is crazy. I shouldn't do this. And eventually saying, no, this is important to me and it makes me happy. So who am I to deny that to myself?
Yeah.
I've a tremendous amount of respect for that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Same.
Well, not whatever it is, but it's something harmless like this.
Wait a minute.
I've never been happier as when I'm...
Hold on. Hold on.
Throwing people out of helicopters. No, you can't do that.
Wait.
That's my love language. You can't deny me that.
No parachute tossing folks out of the plane. No, so Felicity decided that she and Kelly should get married in September 2018. She told Metro UK, quote, "That's the same month as our birthdays, so I knew it would be extra special." Mm. Kelly was the groom. Felicity says Kelly's a bit of a tomboy, so she wore a suit and felt more like the groom to her. She felt more comfortable as the groom.
Sure.
And so Felicity wore a traditional long white dress.
Beautiful. Lots of grooms missing their lower jaws, too. You know,
many
so it makes groom. Sense to me.
Common problem. Yeah.
I almost left mine out for our wedding.
You left it in the jar.
Where I keep it.
Their wedding was in Rhode Island. 4 humans and 8 dolls attended. And Felicity says, quote, "Our wedding ceremony was beautiful and perfect, exactly the way I dreamed it would have been. I made sure that the whole wedding was done properly so it would be as official as possible. And we consummated the marriage afterwards. I caressed her and feel safe with her. And I feel a genuine connection when I'm having an intimate moment with her."
Also, I want to throw back to the previous story with Miravone. The contrast here in the presentation of their marriage, because like she did it with like 4 people and 8 dolls. Right. Miravone's was like 250 people. Mm-hmm. And then I'm broadcasting my birth on Instagram and stuff like that. And again, not necessarily, you know, I'm a little bit in speculation station here, kind of being a little throwing out a little judgment.
A little judgy.
But it does feel this feels a little more earnest. And like, this is about me and my intimacy.
Right.
With someone I care about versus like, get a load of this. I'm going to get a bunch of attention and see if I can buy a house.
Right. Which, I mean, totally might be. I will throw out there that Felicity does talk on her YouTube channel about having a hard time with people.
Yeah.
She does fall out with people a lot.
Okay.
So she may just not have had that many human friends
to attend,
and Miravone does.
Right.
That's or a bigger family or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think Felicity also doesn't have a lot of close family either. So that could be it too. Just to give Miravone the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But yeah. Felicity also told Metro UK, to your point, quote, "Kelly's spirit and personality traits made me know that she was the one for me and that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. To me, she is perfect, and I can feel that she loves me very deeply, and I can sense her happiness since we have married. Just seeing her at the altar when I walked down the aisle was amazing, and to me, she looked beautiful. Getting married to her has made me feel so much closer to her, both emotionally and intimately."
Wow. Now, Felicity took Kelly's last name, Rossi, and she now lives in Vinita, Oklahoma. And according to her YouTube channel, which is Dolly Girl 20, she has a big happy family with Kelly. They have several children from 6 to 10 years old, all like zombie horror-like dolls. Mm-hmm. We've got Holly, Molly, Billy, Luna, and Rachel, as well as a 3-year-old green goblin doll called Gremly or Grem-Grem. We can assume that she didn't have like a birthing ceremony for these dolls.
She does unboxing videos, actually.
Oh, wow.
So she's very clear.
This reminds me a lot more of like Akihiko and Hatsune Miku, who we did a story about, the hologram that he fell in love with and married. And he had a doll that sort of represented her physically with him. And he was very pragmatic about like, this is a doll and I'm in love with this doll. Mm-hmm. And I got a replacement doll for her, you know, like.
Right. Yeah, she seems very clear on the doll part. Like, she's not confused. She knows they come in a box.
Yeah.
She unboxes them. And I think, I watched the unboxing for Grimly, actually. And was just very, like, it was just very pure excitement. She was really excited. She's like, "It's so sweet. He's really cuddly and soft. And I'm so excited." So, I think she's very clear on what this is.
Okay.
She just also has the ability to feel whatever spirit within that doll.
Yeah.
My question is, does she feel a spirit in every doll? Or is it, you know, and just doesn't
specific
respond
ones.
To some of them?
Right.
Or is it these specifically these horror dolls that give her that kind of connection? I don't know.
But Kelly Rossi might not quite be enough to fulfill Felicity, because she's got someone else. And that brings us to this episode's side piece. Okay, so Felicity has a boyfriend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not a regular human boyfriend. This guy is named Robert, and he is also a doll.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert has like an alien face.
Alien doll.
Right. So, we're sort of in that parallel genre to horror now and treading into sci-fi.
True. Just expanding her horizons.
Yeah, those two cross over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not sure if Kelly, the zombie doll,
right,
and Robert, the alien doll, also have a relationship going. If there's a whole threesome here.
Mm-hmm. Like a mutual.
Or if it's like, if Felicity just has one partner and another partner separately.
Right. Is this a harem?
Right.
Or are we Dolly Amorous?
Dolly Amorous. Oh my God. Dolly Amorous.
My deligamous marriage.
Deligamous.
She's not married to Robert, to be fair.
Okay.
So yeah, this is like a dollycule.
Stop.
I can't.
Stop. Oh my God. The shape that their relationship forms is a dolly gun.
It's a dolly gun.
Oh my God. Okay. So in another video, Felicity does mention a recent breakup with a human man. So she's still dating people as well.
Right.
She also recently got a new silicon body for Kelly so that Kelly would be a little taller,
mm-hmm,
closer to Felicity's own height of about 5 feet. She even did a video about Miravone when she heard about her to tell her, quote, "You do you, girl, because people are always going to talk."
Yeah, she had kind of a longer rant, saying what we've usually said,
right,
which is, if it doesn't affect you, then what do you care?
Yeah.
I'm not harming anyone. I'm not crazy. I know they're dolls.
Uh-huh.
So what do you care?
And people are always going to talk. Some people are going to sit down in front of two microphones and talk for a whole damn hour about it.
Oh my God, about your whole life. Like some kind of idiots. Like some kind of asshole.
Yeah. Who are these jerks?
Oh, but, shit.
Whoops. Wait a minute. What?
Sorry. I just realized I was looking into a mirror.
Oh, no. Felicity points out that her own psychiatrist says, quote, "If you're aware they're inanimate physically, then it's not a delusion."
Mm.
And Felicity insists that her dolls reciprocate the spiritual connection that she feels with them. And she likens it to how people can feel connected to a god, even though they can't see or feel it.
Yeah.
Also very common, similar sort of statements made by other OSI people we've heard from.
Right, right.
That it's like, there is a reciprocal feeling here.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people talk about breaking up with their objects, they're like, you can just tell the connection's not there anymore.
Not there, yeah.
It's either there or there isn't. And I want to say we heard someone say that exact thing before. Like, people have a whole relationship with a spiritual being that they can't see or mm-hmm. feel or touch.
Right,
and
but
they think that's weird that I'm...
That relationship is still very real and
right.
important.
Right.
And if anyone told you it was fake, you'd be upset.
Yeah.
So I think they do see a lot of
parallels. Let me bang my car.
So. But even though Felicity, of course, was expecting some people to dislike her lifestyle choices or pity her, or call her crazy or whatever, you know, you expect from social media, she was not ready for what actually came next.
Oh.
So let's find out more about that right after we take a quick break.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome back to the show, dollies.
Okay, so the news about Felicity marrying Kelly made headlines in February 2019.
Sure.
And of course, she got some pushback on that. Comments about her being sick or weird or whatever.
All the expected things.
Just get her some help and so on.
Right.
This wasn't anything Felicity couldn't handle until she started receiving a lot of hate messages accusing her of not marrying a zombie doll, but actually marrying a dead child.
Excuse me?
They thought Kelly was a dead, deceased person.
Okay.
Of minor age.
I've got a lot to say, but go on.
Okay. And people were not just reaching out to her directly. They were actually calling the cops on her, she says. And so she told Metro UK in a follow-up interview in April 2019, quote, "Even when I was telling people that she's just a doll, people were not believing me. I'm sick of people thinking that Kelly's a child and insinuating that I like children. So I knew I had to get this clarified to put an end to these claims."
So Felicity went to the police herself and had them verify that Kelly is in fact just a doll. She says, quote, "Although she is just a doll, I believe that the energy Kelly has is that of an adult. And that's what I love about her. Kelly was created as a Halloween doll and wasn't created to have any likeness to a child. She's just a zombie."
Mm.
Now, after the police presumably did a thorough check, we assume. Felicity
shook her. Right. What did they do?
Felicity took a picture with Kelly alongside a cop holding a sign stating, quote, "Vinita police checked it out. It's just a doll." Now that it's been cleared up, she's excited to get back to, you know, the good part of her life.
Right.
She says, quote, "Ever since people have called me a pedophile, I had a hard time being affectionate with Kelly. But now that it's been confirmed, I want to be able to move on and enjoy our relationship and marriage." Okay.
I have so much.
I have a lot.
I have so much to say.
Let me start with this.
Go ahead.
I think I don't believe this.
Okay.
I think I've decided I don't believe this really happened because I saw this doll.
Right.
It's a cartoony looking doll. Like, it doesn't look like a decomposing corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is not, no one would mistake this for a real dead body.
Well,
jaw
and she's
missing.
Fully
and all this
kissing
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
In her wedding photos, she gives it, you know, like you do, you kiss the bride or
right.
whatever. She's fully kissing it. If that is a decomposing body, that far into decomposition. First of all, you can't just lift it up.
Right.
Shit would fall.
Fall apart.
Right?
Fall apart.
Disgusting.
Think about...
And would you put it that close to your face? No.
No. Well, I mean, not that no one would.
Well,
of course, that's the accusations that were being... She says
true,
that were
I
being
guess.
Made.
Right.
But think of... I want to say Carl Tonsler,
mm-hmm.
who like had to mummify his bride. That horrifying Oof. Story from last October.
Right.
Yeah, you can't just carry a rotting corpse around.
No.
Without doing something to it. And this is just not, there's just nothing about it is mistakable for a real person. So I imagine she shows up at the police station, you know, and it's like, I need you guys to verify that this isn't a real body. And they're just like, okay, I'm looking at it. It's not a real body. Thanks.
Let me put this murder case down and start dealing with this.
And, you know, she's like, oh, come take a picture with me. And somebody was like, okay, I'll do it. You know, the other cops are like, Robert, you go take a picture.
Now, I don't know where this photo was allegedly posted.
Okay.
She did not share that info, but I did scroll through her IG and did not see
the one with her and the, and the police officer.
Any pictures of her with cops or signs. I did see some screenshots of people saying, not that the doll was actually a dead child,
right,
but that she had deliberately chosen a short, childlike doll because she has, pedophilic tendencies and maybe doesn't want to act on it. So good for you for getting a doll, I guess, but you're still really sick and you need help. And she's like, that's not what's happening. And in fact, part of the reason she got the new silicone body for Kelly was, I guess, after these accusations, she went ahead and like aged her up. So she gave her an older face and she got her breasts.
Okay.
So she would look more like an adult.
Gotcha. I mean, and that's, I would push back against those accusations because also she got this doll when she was, what, 13?
She's 13. That's like, what she said.
That doll aged with her in her mind.
Exactly what she said, yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, as a 13-year-old, of course, I'm going to pick a doll,
like a
4-foot doll. I'm not going to pick a grown doll.
It'd be weirder if it was a grown doll. So when she started developing feelings for it between the ages of 13 and 16, it makes sense that it looked like this. And I think it was kind of modeled after a younger person zombie.
Maybe
like,
because
little girl zombies are creepy. So they make that an image for sure. But I do not think this is indicative of pedophilia, in my expert psychological opinion, of course. Dr. Banks is in.
Dr. Banks is in.
But now that's not the impression I'm getting. But I do think that this has been inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I got nothing but, I don't know if the word's respect, but I got nothing but tolerance for
indifference.
Indifference
I have
is
nothing
definitely
but
a thing
indifference for how you want
to
live your
how
life.
She wants to live her life. But I'm a little skeptical that people were saying this was a real dead child.
Yeah. I also find it funny that all of the pushback is about the child part and not the dead part.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'd be like, first of all, not only are you accusing me of being a pedophile, but you're also accusing me of being a necrophiliac.
Yeah.
Those are two very crazy things that I am not. Thank you very much.
And quite frankly, if someone were a necrophiliac and a pedophile, mm-hmm. and they got themselves a doll and it kept them out of society and happy with that doll. Great. That's probably the best thing you could do for yourself.
Please enjoy your Halloween doll. Pretty please.
Wow. I don't know what else to say about Felicity, but again, similarly,
I don't
go for
care.
It.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah.
I mean, you can follow her. She's got her Instagram is at dollgirl21.
Yeah.
Her YouTube is dollygirl20. She posts a lot, so you'll see all of her kids. She'll talk a lot about things people say or why she does what she does and stuff like that. And, you know, if you're curious, you can hear it speak from her own mouth.
Right, right.
I don't think she's got an easy life.
No. So,
you know, she's certainly not a person who seems to be, like, out here with a bunch of friends running around a lot and a lot of stability. I don't think she's experienced a lot of stability in her life either.
Oh, okay.
And she's still pretty young. She's only 23.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Still. So, you know, she's got a lot of living left to do. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get a follow-up on her.
Yeah.
One day we'll be able to find out.
Season 10.
Season 10.
Season 10, we'll do back. We'll
2032,
come back.
We'll come back.
Yep. I mean, again, I'm fascinated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, go for it. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't deny their feelings. Because they clearly,
how can you?
They clearly feel really strongly. And I don't know, like we say things like, this is wrong or this is unnatural. And I'm like, look up from your phone right now and turn your head to the left and right and tell me what in your life is natural. This
true.
Is chaos. Ugh. We are living in the bonkers town. Like nothing makes sense.
No.
What is normal? The fact that you have pants on right now is totally weird and unnatural.
If you have pants on.
So come on. Like, don't right. be coming at people like you know what's right and wrong and natural and unnatural. It's amazing that our brains are holding on to reality at all right now. So go wild. Enjoy yourself. You know, marry a doll.
I guess that's where I get too, where I'm like, I certainly had a knee jerk, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? But again, you see in all these screenshots of comments and things that people are saying to her.
Yeah.
And or to Mira Vonnie, I'm sure. And they're so cruel and unnecessarily mean. And a lot of it just seems to be coming from a place of like, I can't stand to see you doing that.
Yeah.
Even though it's not touching me or affecting me, I have to control you.
Yeah.
And get you to stop. And it's just coming from a place of control so much.
Right.
This judgment is just like, I can't allow you to be running around doing that. Even though, again, has no bearing on the world whatsoever.
There's something in that where it's like, I think control, like you said, is a big part of it. People just feel like need that, like, if things are happening that I find strange, then, like I was saying, the world starts to make less sense to me. And I need to rope that in.
Right.
And make sure the world follows this line, because if it strays from that, then I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So there's this like deep sense of control that we all kind of need.
Sure.
And other people can throw off very easily. And then there's the internet side of it too, which is like not only this kind of bully nature, which so much of bullying is about getting approval from other people who like your bullying, you know, who might be like, yeah, you said that to her. Good for you. I'm going to like your comment, you know, your nasty poster. I'm going to agree with it. Or I'm even just going to sit here and nod my head and say, yeah, she is crazy. You know, like so much of that comes from the anonymity of the internet and people themselves looking for attention.
Sure.
You know?
Well, and think about that knee jerk. I had it.
Oh, right.
It
right,
just
right.
did not make me reach for my keyboard so I could be like, what the fuck, you know, type some shit, which is thankfully not an impulse I have often.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to type to you if I don't have to.
You don't have to.
You do not.
You don't have to.
It is an option.
I got on Twitter this morning and something made me so angry and I just wanted to say something and I just blocked the person. I was just like, I don't need this in my life.
Yeah.
I don't, what am I going to accomplish by making this person? First of all, I would not make that person feel like shit. I would just egg them on further.
Lovely.
And then what? Then I would just be thinking about it all. I'd get into a conversation back and forth or whatever. Or a bunch of people who thought just like me would like my tweet. Like, cool. Great. Okay. What a life.
It's adding so much to my life experience.
Just, you don't have to say anything except on Apple Podcasts, in the review section about our show, you've got to say 5 stars and then
amazing
write something
job.
Lovely.
No, but yeah, that's what I mean. I think the knee jerk is people just go sick. You're fucked up, you know, but if you let it sit for a second, you probably really won't care.
You don't care.
Or you just step away from the video and likely something more important will supplant Felicity in your brain and you will no longer remember about her weird thing.
I promise you're not contributing to humanity's net positive experience by throwing shade at these people fucking their dolls.
Right.
Yeah.
So funny to see how personally invested people were in the story of just, oh, I can't believe what I'm saying. You know, it's like the hysteria. It was like, are you afraid this is going to be normalized and a bunch of people are going to be marrying dolls right and left?
Right.
And a total breakdown of society? I don't think so. I mean,
also,
people are outliers for a reason.
Also, so what? Oh, I'm sorry. Is society doing so well that you'd hate for it to, that a breakdown could happen? Come on.
It's already all breaking down. Okay.
Look, all the best to Mira Vonnie, Marcello, Marcelino, and to Felicity and Kelly, Robert, and their whole family.
That's right.
I just, you know, nothing but the best for y'all.
Totally.
Thanks for the subject. And thank you for the suggestions, Sheila and Sean.
Yeah, these were really fun to look into. It was interesting. It was a different type of research having to like scroll through people's social medias and stuff. But it was still really fascinating to get a bigger picture.
Yeah. Let us know what you thought.
Yeah.
Please shoot us an email, RidicRomance@gmail.com.
Right, or we're on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Dynamite Boom.
And I'm at Oh Great, it's Eli.
And the show is at RidicRomance.
Yes, keep them coming with those beautiful reviews. Ooh. We love you all. Thank you for spending your time with us.
Yeah.
We'll catch y'all next week.
Can't wait. Love you. Bye.
So long, friends, it's time to go. Thanks for listening to our show. Tell your friends, neighbors, uncles, and aunts to listen to our show, Ridiculous Romance.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.